Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Michael Fast Trender. I am Jack. You are Miles.
Thank you.
And these are some of the things that are trending. You're welcome. The Olympics will no longer have crowds. You know, they were talking about like having limited crowds at the Tokyo Olympics. Now there's been a emergency level surge in COVID, and now it's just going to be empty. Just going to be, quiet and a bummer. Bummersville at these Olympics.
So dumb. They're going to almost be like, okay, also, like, they're going to have to do wild social distancing for all the races now. Like, I feel like with the momentum that's going in it, it's going to be like, okay, one person can enter the stadium at a time. Because everything has been so poorly managed and the insistence on having these games despite still being in a global pandemic. Well, cool. It's funny. I thought
perfect
years
perfect
ago, I was
timing
like, oh,
for an event where they're coming from, where there are athletes coming from all over the world to compete.
Right. And then is everybody going to be looking at the other athletes based on like the, what's going on with COVID in their country? They'll be like, oh shit, there's the Brazilians.
Right.
Right, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't let them talk to you, because you know how they get down. I don't know. Like, it's just all very strange. I'm sure it, on some level, I feel like it's either going to help some. It's probably going to be like the NBA bubble. There are probably some players that really thrive off the energy of a crowd, and some people who would prefer to not have anything other than like running their race or doing their event to distract them. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But either way, sounds like a big old L from here.
There is a new study that says that 5 million people now die every year due to abnormal temperatures. This coincides with Senator Ron Johnson mouthing, I think climate change is bullshit, being caught on camera. It's basically, there's been deaths due to freezing temperatures for a long time, but deaths due to heat are on the rise, as we've talked about.
It's already here.
Yeah.
They're just like how they do with COVID. There's ways to categorize death, so it might not look as dire, but shit, looking at what's happening across the globe, I mean, like, this is the kind of shit that you would hope gets Ron Johnson just ran out on a rail. But again, we've turned this into an ideology of defending ExxonMobil or whatever, that now we're just like, I don't know. Is it bad? I don't know. I think it's bullshit. Anyway, I'm going to die in 15 years anyway. So, like, it could be bad now, but I'm not going to see it.
And before we take a break, let's talk about Sex Life Episode 3, 940. Mm.
1940. I'm like, what happened? Does this have to do with the war?
1940. Yeah. Yeah. That's if you type in Sex Life Episode 3, the timestamp will fill in automatically on Google. And that's because
it fills in.
Oh, boy. Boy, does it ever.
welcome to trash radio.
This is a scene in a show that is like top two on Netflix right now. I think you should leave. Season 2 has not cracked the top 10 as far as I've seen.
Criminal.
But, Sex Life, this show Sex Life is, you know, right at the top. And it's about a woman and like her, you know, relationship with her husband and her ex-boyfriend and like
Jack, is episode 3 1940 trending? They just cut to it. The makers of this show clearly don't care about the story.
She has an ex-boyfriend who she's like still, you know, has sexual feelings for, sexual attraction for. So this scene depicts her current husband and her ex-boyfriend sharing a shower at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And her ex-boyfriend turns to camera at 1940 to reveal that his dick is down to his knees.
He's a tripod from War of the Worlds, you know?
Yes. It's a foot long, like with all the girth.
Foot long tuna. Hey, look, yeah. When I look at it and I see the energy and excitement it's caused, and even knowing how Netflix is even like cheekily being like, you know what we're talking about, it feels very much like, to me as an old chuggy person, film guy, I'm like, oh, we saw this in the 90s. It was called Boogie Nights. And everybody was talking about Mark Wahlberg's big old Dirk Diggler penis. And in a way, that like marketed the film. Like, I remember being like in junior high or whatever, and people would be like, yo, that movie apparently like Mark Wahlberg got like a 9-foot penis. And now everyone's like, what's Boogie Nights? And now Sex Life is, I feel like, done the exact same thing, where even now, before I even knew it was a show, I have super producer Anna Jose being like, this show's got some wild scenes in it. Specifically this one. And then you look at like, oh, okay, we're using the same playbook.
Yeah. It's I think it's a funny moment of like physical comedy, because you know, it's only a thing that would matter to a dude. Like a woman, like my sense is that a woman would not be into that. I mean, some women I'm sure are, but like
And men, you know, whatever. You're not gonna be limiting who likes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But like, it's to the husband. Like, it's like the
right.
It's almost like a nightmare version of like, you know, just the male obsession with dick size.
You could have, you could have done it by half, and most men in America would have felt insecure. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
But they're like, nah,
they
man.
Just like did it like so cartoonishly huge.
This is the Thanos of X dicks.
It's one of the, as hard as I've laughed at something on Netflix since season 1 of I Think You Should Leave.
Which is funny because you were, we couldn't see you, but we could hear you watching the clip, and the way you were laughing, I honestly thought, I'm like, I think this fool's just watching season 2. So hearty, the laughter. Yeah, but what's funny is, I think, you know,
great, man.
People of Earth, there's our phallic obsession continues. And I think this just knows, again, like, you know, the algorithm over there is just telling people like, look, the smut is hitting. So just keep steering that ship towards Planet Smut, and we will deliver you the views, but not anything good.
It's almost like they heard the episode of our show where you were talking about how Netflix is like now lowbrow and is going to just be, you know, lowbrow YouTube streaming service, basically.
Right.
And we're like, yeah, we'll steer into that.
I think that's lowbrow. Okay, hold our beers.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Let's see. There are 5 under-vaccinated clusters that are putting the entire U.S. at risk. Mm. You know, kind of self-explanatory, but yeah, there's like these big dots on the U.S. map, mostly in like northern Texas, Louisiana, and they're fucking us.
Right. Couldn't be a better time to get vaccinated if you haven't from a variant of COVID that you can be protected by with a vaccination if you live in one of those areas. But don't do the math of thinking other people are vaccinated, because you can't, honestly, if you really break it down, you could pretty much figure damn near 1 in 2 people isn't. You just, you know, look sort of statistically, or at least like, you know, regionally. I know other places have much higher rates, but yeah, it's scary. And the sad thing too is now, like, those people are actually bearing the brunt of it, because people who are vaccinated, while they may test positive, they're not going with, they're not, it's not going, arriving at a place where they're being hospitalized, or even, you know, succumbing to the virus. So it's, yeah, I don't know, man. We've got a real interesting way of thinking out here in these United States.
Mm-hmm. Real interesting way of thinking you got there. DeSantis is, it's kind of like approaching Trump levels where it seems like he's just hoping to do whatever is going to seem the craziest to like normal, rational people, like the AKA the mainstream media.
That, or like, you know, Trump, like sort of Trump analogs, which are real estate owners and condominium building owners. Because right now, given the horrific condominium collapse that happened in Surfside, Ron DeSantis is now refusing to commit to like a stricter review of like building conditions in Florida, like not even interested in like reviewing it. And this is what he said when they asked about like, you know, like you're the governor. And if it's happening here, I'd imagine that this might not be just a unique instance. And he says, quote, we obviously want to be able to identify why did this happen? Because the buildings weren't properly maintained. And okay. Is this something that was unique to this building? Is it something that was unique to the person that maybe developed it? Because obviously there are sister properties. Is it something that buildings of that age that would have implications beyond that, whether Southern Florida or the entire state of Florida? I think we need to get those definitive answers. What are you saying? 60 people are confirmed dead, and the rescue operators are saying there's basically a 0% chance that they'll recover survivors at this point. And all you're doing is pulling up for the condo, the real estate people?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We wouldn't want to be too hasty with our... with our changing of rules to make people do extra inspections, guys. Come on.
Oh, I mean, that's just wild. That's out of control, you know, and obviously I'm the governor, but like, what do you want me to do? Protect the residents of my state from avoidable death? Come on.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, really, this is how this part, especially conservatives, operate, which is, well, hold on, because it's not just that he doesn't care. It's that if there is a review and all these other buildings are in really bad shape, that means the owners of those buildings are screwed financially, and not to say screwed because I have empathy, but screwed in their narrow view of how their life works, which is, I don't want to pay anything. I'm just here to set up these like wealth siphons that are called a condo.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to the war of attrition between DeSantis and Trump, like, because you know that they're not going to back down from one another. You know, they both have two big egos. It'll be interesting to see how that all goes down.
Yeah, it's like truly like this weird shitty poker game where like DeSantis has to, if he really is, he has his sights set to blow Trump out and be that new guy, like how he has to sort of draft behind Trump until the very last second and cut that inside straight to break ahead of him. You know what I mean? I don't know.
That is a beautiful metaphor, a perfect metaphor, using F1.
Yep. You know, I get down
imagery but yeah, that's exactly right. Like he's basically having to be, let Trump be his lead blocker and then also needs to just destroy his ass like at some point.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Everyone's trying though to, you know, there is this waiting game, because you see it with Kristi Noem too, where it's like this thing of, well, if Trump doesn't end up being the nominee, I want to be Trumpy as fuck. So when that moment arrives, there will be no, like, MAGA world will know where I'm at. That's why she's sending 75 more National Guard. I mean, let's be real, 75 more mercenaries that are being paid by a Tennessee billionaire down to the border. So she's clearly trying to raise her MAGA credits by doing some stuff, all this performative nonsense, and same with DeSantis. So it's, it's the saddest shit. And are they only,
hey, do you remember Michael Avenatti?
Yeah, of course, dude. He's a boxer. He's a fighter, man.
Doesn't that feel like it was from a different world, like a different reality, different lifetime?
Yeah, I mean, talk about another guy who has had people being like, yeah, dude, talk that shit. Wait, what? You suck?
Mm. Anyways, he's facing 2.5 years for some manner of schemery.
He's trying to extort Nike.
Yeah, that's right.
For $25 million.
We've all been there, right?
What was he trying to do with
Nike? What was that? What was the... I vaguely remember the details around this, but it was basically... extort Nike is such a wild plan of attack.
It was that they say, I guess he was... They said he hijacked his client's claims and he used him and used them to further his own agenda, which is to extort Nike out of millions of dollars for himself. So he had clients, I guess, that were in some sort of litigation. And yeah, someone apparently was retained him to get like reforms to happen at Nike. And then I guess, you know, because I think this is when he was saying that Nike was paying like amateurs and their families, like giving them a little money, you know what I mean? To be like, hey, come to the swoosh. Well, you know, when you're up out of there. But then he used that claim in 2019 to like demand a settlement with Franklin, like his client, but also like a bigger lucrative consulting agreement from Nike for him.
Wow.
So yeah.
What a hero.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Apparently he was crying during his sentencing. Mm. Oh, you hate
sentenced,
to see it.
Yeah, sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. So
yeah.
Won't somebody think of Nike, please?
Won't somebody think of the people who are like, yo, man, I need $10 million. That's how I'm going to get there.
Look at all right, it's Euro Cup date time. Woo! Miles, big news. England is through to the final. Massive. Yes. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, mate. Massive. There it is. He said it all. Yeah, they had a real tight match with Denmark. Some will say a bit of the dubious penalty gang will come out to say, I think Raheem Sterling did a bit of diving for the penalty that eventually led to the English winner in the match.
Who was that from, you know, the English winner?
Harry Kane, mate.
Harry Kane!
Massive, man.
Massive!
Massive, bruv. He's massive. Yeah, he came through. He had the first, like, he kicked the penalty. Kasper Schmeichel saved it, but then it dribbled out and, like, right back to Harry Kane, and then he just buried it in the corner. You know, so English fans are very excited. I'm excited mostly because one of the Arsenal players, Bukayo Saka, made history by being the youngest English national team player to feature in a match of... The stakes being that high, a semifinal, even outdoing Wayne Rooney. So, yeah, you know, good to see our young man striving for more.
And this is the first time England's been to the final since, like, what, the 60s?
Yeah, the last time they were in a final is when they won the World Cup in 1966. So this is the first time they have been. It's always been, like, you know, quarterfinal, semifinal, heartbreak. And now they're there. And you know what? The English media, typically, they'll start tournaments and be like, yo, these guys suck. Man, fuck right. this tournament. Man, it's an L before it even started. But the things have changed a bit and they're a little more supportive. So it's nice to see everyone having a little bit of, you know, optimism, I guess.
And they have a new coach this time around. Is that right? And he's like a little bit more
Jack,
fun.
Look at you. Yeah, Gareth Southgate, your boy.
You know him.
Yeah.
Keeping one eye on it.
Yeah, you go. Keep an eye
NBA
out.
NBA like, Finals, I got to watch game one finally on record.
Okay.
And Chris Paul is the man. I mean, not much more to say. DeAndre Ayton is a fucking, is badass, man.
He's something.
He's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, he's something.
I'm tired of people like... Fans trying to use this as like a chance to talk shit about LeBron is there was like a meme going around that was like LeBron traded his young core. Chris Paul took his young core to the finals. It's like, first of all, LeBron won the title last year. I don't know if y'all remember that. Also, the Chris Paul's young core is DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker. We're both like going to be
light years ahead,
maybe. Yeah, slightly better than the young core that LeBron traded away. Anyways,
easy, you know, they want to kick a man when they're down. You know, I get it. I think it's just, and people just have a lot of, it's weird how much like LeBron hate, I think, got even bigger when he came to the Lakers too. So look,
it is what it is.
I mean,
it's like A-Rod joining the Yankees. It's like, wow, I already wanted to hate that guy, and now he's right on the evil empire.
Yeah, the team with no cap.
Yeah, what's the latest with the Lakers? Y'all trying to trade Kuzma? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. I feel like we're always trying to trade Kuzma, man. Honestly, like, we'll see. I'm really curious. Everything I like, especially when you know there's the time comes for trades and things like that. It's so, man, you can just ride the weirdest waves of excitement or like cynicism because of rumors and shit. And I just try and be like, just hit me up when the shit's done, please.
Right.
I don't have the heart to go through this like up and down thing. I'm like, we're going to sign Carmelo? Like, oh, okay. I mean, sure. Let's smoke Melo when you're in town. I love to see it. And of course, there are people like me thirsting for Dame time. But you know, that's why it's like too much fantasy, too much me being in my own fantasy world in terms of being a Laker fan. So I'll let reality play out and do its thing.
You're not one of those people who follows the off-season moves more than the actual games. That's why I've never understood that. Like learn all the fucking salary cap.
Oh yeah, and I have friends like that who are like, no, that's not gonna happen because the what's left on his deal, blah, 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 the extension. I'm like, I don't know. Like, can he come now or no? Just say that. I remember
want to watch him play basketball.
Will we see Lillard on Laker jersey? Please.
Right. All right, guys, that is gonna do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.